it's more exciting when you always get the spiders. Yeah. Here you just get these cars.
We never enjoy what we have until it's gone.
That's it. Here I get cars going through, backwards and forward, Arabic sometimes. It keeps it on the way. Okay, back to our story. So we're in the middle of a little bit complicated sugya, but as I said last time, if we get every stage clear, stage by stage, then the svaras, the logic, is not so hard, it's more just a cheshvan. So let's update the story thus far. Remember, we were discussing the original story of Ravina who found Ma'abar Rav Ashi. He had evyoinos, which were fruit of Orla, and he threw those out. But the kafris then he ate. And the Gemara explained that basically he goes with Rabbi Akiva, who holds, at least with regard to Maisa, evyoinos are considered fruit, kafrisin are considered peels, and therefore Orla doesn't apply to them. And that was really the end of the story and the end of the next explanation. Very simple. We had a discussion, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, okay. Now, what we discussed last time on Tuesday was, one moment, even if you go with Rabbi Akiva, but you have to remember that Rabbi Akiva was actually never discussing Orla. What was he discussing? He was discussing Maisa. What's the difference between Maisa and Orla? Orla is a special halacha and it's called Shomer. Where is it learned from? A posuk. Es hatofe lepirio. So if it has a special halacha called Shomer, then what's the point in bringing me Rabbi Akiva from Maisa, who says that the peels, but when it comes to Orla, the peel could well be considered not peel, but rather as a Shomer? And if that's the case, Hilchos Orla would indeed apply to the peels. Why? Because if it's the Shomer, so we consider, as it were, a part and parcel of the fruit, at least with regard to Orla. It's toffel to the pre. It's bottled, it's subservient, as it were, to the pre. By the way, in parenthesis, we find this halacha in many, many cases. Like we mentioned last time, somebody has to tovel in the mikveh, she has to tovel her hair and her nails. Why? That's not besoroi. Verochatz es besoroi b'mayim. Territory, but it's toffel to besoroi. If you buy a new kli to cook with, you have to tovel it. What about the handle of the pot? You also have to tovel it. Why? The handle of the pot never touches the food. The answer is, but it's toffel to the kli. Yodos hakelim kekelim. The handle of the kli is like the kli. So we have this in many, many places. They have one item which is toffel to another, so they adopt all the halachic status of the main item. Therefore, that was the Gemara's kasha, and that's really the kasha that we have to have forefront of our mind, top of the page. That's what we're dealing with. Why did he eat the kafrisin? It's all fine and well, you quote for me the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva was not talking about Maisa, Orla. And in the case of Orla, where you have this new halacha of Shomer, so surely the peels would be a Shomer. That's the question. So basically, the answer is going to have to be that what? We're going to need some sort of definition of Shomer, which would exclude this kafrisin. And that's really the avodah of this sugya. So again, it sounds complicated, it's actually very straightforward. That's what we're trying to do. If we know where we're going, we know what we're trying to do, then I think everything will slot into place. We're trying to find a definition. Apparently, this principle of Shomer is not all-inclusive and all-expansive. It only applies in certain cases. If we can find a definition that will exclude kafrisin, then what?
We understand.
Then we're good. Then we understand why he ate the kafrisin. It's a shomer. No, it's not. So we had so far two attempts at defining shomer. Number one fell through completely. Number two is being judged. What was attempt number one? Attempt number one is that a shomer only adopts the status of a shomer if it continues to protect the fruit even when it is tolosh. Even when it's severed from the tree. Not only mechubar, attached, even when it's tolosh, detached. Now, if that were to be our definition, then everything would be great. Because the kafrisin apparently fall off when the fruit is tolosh, and therefore it would not subscribe, it does not conform to the definition, our definition of shomer, and therefore it is not a shomer. It protects the fruit, yeah, but not for long enough. So at this stage, everything is good. Except that it fell through. Why did it fall through? Because we had proofs from the Nates. If you remember that, that cannot be the definition of Shomer, because the Nates, with regard to Tamarim, also falls off, and yet it is considered a Shomer. So I see that what? That in order to be classified as a Shomer, you don't have to be there forever and ever and ever. Okay, so we're back to square one. So, what was our second attempt? Our second attempt was we pushed it back a little bit. We turned the clock back, and we said that what? You're right. I don't have to be there when the fruit is detached from the fruit, from the tree. When is the all critical stage? When it matures. Gemara Pri. If the fruit sheds the peel before the fruit actually becomes ripe, not before it falls off the tree, I can handle that. I can live with that. But if it sheds the peel long before the fruit actually becomes ripe, then it's not considered a shomer. How did we explain this? What was the logic? Why would it not be considered a shomer in that case? Again, the fruit has not yet become ripe, so why do we not consider the peel at that stage a shomer?
Because it's not a fruit.
Because it's not a fruit. So you can hardly be considered a protection for a fruit if there is no fruit. Very, very simple. Couldn't be simpler than that. Therefore, the Gemara has now come up with a second definition, and the Gemara wants to say that in the case of the Kafrisin, when do the Evyoinois lose their Kafrisin? Not just when it becomes detached from the tree, but actually at an earlier stage, even before the Avyoinois ever become ripe, which means they were protecting a non-fruit. And if they were protecting a non-fruit, they never got Shomer status, which explains very nicely why Mabar Avashi was eating the Kafrisin. Either a shomer? No, they're not. Why not? Because they never actually protected the fruit. They only protected the will-be-in-the-future fruit, but not at the time. Now, we saw one more stage from the Maschili, the Orla. So let's go back in the Gemara, just because we can't really start in the middle. So let's go back to the Gemara, Elo Omarov. First word on the line, Vahagarinin. You have it?
Not far back.
First word on the line is Nagarine, in about 15 lines from the top. Maybe a bit less, actually. 30.
Okay.
Elo Amarova, when do we say that it's considered a shomer for the pri? That's only hecha, that's where the isay, it still exists, the shas, gemar, peri. It's only when it's still around, when the fruit becomes ripe. The high kafres, but in the case of the kafresin, leitei b'shas gemar peri. It's not there at the time that the peri becomes ripe. And if that's the case, it turns out that when does it fall off? Not when the fruit leaves the tree, but rather even prior to that, before the fruit ever became ripe in the first place. So at this stage of the game, are we good or not good?
We're good.
Because if that's our definition of shomer, then kafrisin is excluded, is not considered a shomer, and that's why he's eating the kafrisin, because it's not considered a fruit, and therefore no halachas of Orla can apply. Very good. Now, says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? I'm going to prove to you that what? That this definition of shomer is also not true. The Ha'omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Barabu, Hani Mas. These maschli. So Rashi explained that maschli is basically the peel of a date, and it's the exact equivalent of the kafres to the avyenas. And yet it says if they're orlo asiri, they are also hoyel v'nasu shomer leperi, because they are considered for a shomer for a pri. Now one moment. The shomer lepri, amos hava. When exactly, let's analyze this, when exactly are they a Shoima? Bekufra. What does Bekufra mean? Rashi explains, when the dates are still small, long before they become ripe. But once they become ripe, they've already lost their maschili, and yet you're still telling me that it's considered a shomer. So I see that what the kokori lay shomer leperi, and yet you are still calling it a shomer. Now, according to your definition, which was definition number two, that a shomer has to still be around when the fruit becomes ripe. Well, I'm very sorry to tell you that the maschli, the date peel, disproves that theory. Because the date peel is shed before the fruit becomes ripe, and yet we said Reb Nachman told us explicitly that what? That it's a shame, and that's why halachas of Arla apply. So at this stage of the game, are we good or not good?
No.
We're in big trouble again. We don't understand why and how did Mav Rav Ashi eat the kaprizin? Why are they not considered a shaman? So what are you going to tell me? Because they weren't there, the Gemara priest. So what? Maschli of Tamri, the date peel, show me that that theory is not true. At least in the opinion of Rav Nachman. Now here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman sovar lo k'Rav Yosi. Don't be too bothered by Rav Nachman's opinion. It might well be that our definition of Shomer is true, in which case we would be good. And that the cutoff point really is when the fruit becomes ripe. Rav Nachman seems to suggest otherwise. It's true Rav Nachman suggested otherwise. But don't be too concerned that he's going with Rav Yosi's opinion. We don't pass it like Rav Yosi. Now, what does Rav Yosi say? The Tanan Rav Yosi Omer Smador Osur. What's Smador? As we're going to see in Rashi, it is basically unripe grapes. And what did Rav Yosi say? That it's Osur. Why? Mipnei Shu Peri. Now, 1 second. Smador is unripe grapes. And what is Rav Yosi telling me?
It's a pre.
That it's a pre. What do you mean it's a pre? But it's a non-ripe pre. So it seems to be that Rabbi Yosi is machadish a phenomenal chiddush, that when does a fruit adopt fruit status even before it's become ripe? By the way, obviously it goes without saying that even according to Rabbi Yosi, there has to be some minimum. I'm not going to say you plant a seed in the ground, it's not a halachic status of a fruit. It has to have some sort of growth. But whatever it is, even before it's become ripe, it can still be considered a fruit. Upligi Rabbanon ole, but Rabbanon disagree. Now, how have we answered our question exactly? What does Rabbi Yosi hold about smador? It's a fruit. So 1 and 1 is 2. If the smador is a fruit, albeit that it hasn't yet ripened, then in turn it's shomer.
It's
considered a shomer. Can't be worse than the fruit. Again, we said the whole reason why the cutoff point is the fruit becoming ripe, as you said, Nahum, is because as long as the fruit is not yet ripe, well, it's not yet a fruit. But if you bring up an opinion called Rav Yosi, who holds that, what? That even prior to its ripening status, it is considered a fruit, well, then in turn, the shomer is considered a shomer. Why not? In which case, again, Rav Nachman told us that the maschli, the date peels, are considered a shomer, even though they're only around before the fruit becomes ripe. Says the Gemara, yeah, don't worry, because he passes like Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi would consider those indeed a fruit.
But the Rabbanon don't.
But the Rabbanon don't. And we're going with the Rabbanon, at least the story of Mar Rav Ashi. So what did the Rabbanon hold? It's not a fruit. Why not? Because not ripe. And if it's not a fruit, then the shomer is not a shomer, which is why he very happily ate the cup. So at this stage, are we good or not good? We're great. So far, definition number 2 of Rava is alive and well. the definition of Shoyma is not Tolosh and Mechuba, that's irrelevant, as proved to us by the Nates, but rather the definition is ripened fruit or not ripened fruit, at least according to the Rabbanan. It's true of Yosi, and Rav Nachman follows Rav Yosi, they hold differently, but we're not going with that. We pasuk like the Rabbanan, and therefore, when does a fruit adopt the status of fruit? When it's ripe. In turn, when does a shomer become a shomer? When it's ripe. But if it's shed before it becomes ripe, then I'm sorry to tell you, it never actually became a shomer. Therefore, back to our story. In the case of the Evyoinois, why do the Kafrisin not have halachas of Orla applying to them? The answer is
fell off before it became
fruit. Because they fall off before the animal, before the fruit becomes a fruit. Therefore, they're not considered a shomer. If we understand very fine and well why Rabbi Rav Ashi ate the Kafrisin, he threw out the Evyoinois, those are obviously fruits, and he's supposed to become ripe. But the Kafrisin that fell off before that stage never became a Shoyma. It's true. What would Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman would say you can't eat it because it is considered a fruit and therefore it is considered a Shoyma. Fine, but Rabbi Rav Ashi doesn't pass by that. Simple. Let's see Rashi. Maschili. So Rashi, maschili, betamri. These maschili with regard to the dates is kekafres betzlaf. The equivalent. When do they become a shoyma? Bekufra. Kushat morim, ketanim. When the dates are small. Koidem bishulam. What does bishulam mean?
Right.
Now we said bishul doesn't mean cooking. Rather, in this context, it means before it becomes ripe. Says the Gemara, yes, Zok Rashi, Sovar lo kereb Yosi. The Kufra have a pri. Reb Yosi holds a tremendous chiddush that a Kufra, even though it's not yet ripe, is considered a pri. Afal pi shelo nigmar, even though it's not yet finished. Lefichoch, therefore, in turn, one and one is two. Shemer shaloi, choshu shemer. Well, therefore, obviously, a shomer is considered a shomer. Remember, you can only be considered a shomer to a pri if indeed you're protecting a pri. But first, let's work out, is it a pri? So if Rabbi Yosi holds it is a pri, although it's not yet ripe, then in turn, obviously, the shomer is a wonderful shomer. We don't pass it like that, but Rabbi Yosi does hold that, and Rav Nachman goes to the Rabbi Yosi. Now, what did Rabbi Yosi hold? Zok Rashi, Mador, Osur, Anovim, grapes, Kibben shenofal haperach. Once the flower at the top falls off, the kol gargir, and each little seed nira laatzmoi koru smadar. So again, I'm not so familiar with the grape development, but apparently there's a perach. Initially, once that falls off, you're left with each little seed, which will evolve into a grape. Now, at that stage, when it's just a gargir, it's not yet ripe.
It's
called smadar.
Is it even a fruit?
Rabbi Yosi says it's a fruit. Rabbi Yosi says it is, but it's not yet ripe. Everybody agrees it's not yet ripe. That's not a halachic definition. That's just a fact of life. And nonetheless, the Koma Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi says, Kiven Shevo Lichlaus Modar. Once it has entered the realms of Smodar, remember we said that even according to Rabbi Yosi, there must be some minimal threshold. Yes, this is it, Smodar. Prior to the Smodar stage, even Rabbi Yosi would admit that what? It's not considered a fruit, the shomer is not a shomer. But once it gets to this Smodar stage, which is once the perach falls off, then Kiven Shebo Lichlal Smodar Koru Pri. It's now called a Pri, and therefore, obviously, Vasim Shomorlo. But Upligi Rabbonon Ole, the Rabbonon disagree, and you know what? The Halacha Karabim. If you have a Yochid and a Rabbin, who's the Yochid? Rabbi Yosi. And who's the Rabbin? The Rabbonon. Okay, so who do we pass him like? We pass him like the Rabbin. Hilkoch, therefore, Evyoinois. Coming back to our Evyoinois, Ba'oid, Shah Kafrisin, Bohen. As long as the Kafrisim are on them, Lav, Peri, Ninhu. They're not a Pri. Why they're not a Pri? They're not right. Arab Yasi would say that's still considered a Pri. He's a Yachu. We don't pass by that. Well, if that's true, V'loi Mikri Kafrisin Shainer Lepri. Therefore, the Kafrisin would not be able to be considered a Shainer for the Pri. Why not? Because it isn't a Pri. So at this stage, are we good or are we not good? We're fantastic. Everything is great. Rabbanon have saved the day. Rav Nachman, for whatever reason, was not going with the Rabbim. Not sure why. He was going with the Yochid, that's Rav Yossi. We don't pass on that, we pass on that the Rabbim. Therefore, we have a very, very simple definition. When is the fruit a fruit? Come on. When it becomes ripe. In turn, when does a Shomer a Shomer? When the fruit is ripe. Kafrisin are never there when the fruit becomes ripe, and therefore, they're never a Shomer to a Pri, in which case, they're not considered a Shomer. Therefore, no Hilchos Orla apply, and therefore, you're allowed to eat it. Simple. Like I said, a Gemara like this, the aim of the game is just to stop every line. Are we good? Are we not good? Where are we up to? The Kasha, the Teres, the Rai, where are we up to? Not the logic which is difficult, it's just the Kasha. Okay. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. Maskiv lo Rav Simi Minahardoi. Rav Simi from Nahardoi asked the following question. At the moment, we have a machlokes between Rav Yossi and who? And the Rabbana. Now, what was Rav Yossi actually discussing? Grapes. Smother, grapes. And you're telling me that the Rabbana disagree and they hold that smother is what? It's not a fruit. Mm-hmm. It's not a fruit. There's no Hilchos Orla. So we are automatically assuming that this clearly is a general principle, and that wherever it has not yet become ripe, it would apply to every fruit in the world. If it does not become ripe, it's not considered a fruit. But we know Halacha of Shomer, and that is the opinion of the Rabbanon. Not only with regard to grapes. It happens to me that the Rabbanon and Rav Yossi's discussion was with regard to grapes, but we're assuming that it's a general machlokes. Rav Yossi holds every fruit is considered a fruit even prior to becoming ripe, and the Rabbanon disagree. But Rav Simi Minahardoi is challenging that assertion. Maskiblo Rav Simi Minahardoi Ubashar Iloni. And with regard to other trees besides for the grape, me pligi rabbonon ole. Do the rabbonon really disagree with Rav Yossi? You're assuming, understandably so at this stage, that the grape machlokes with regard to smodar is true for all trees, all fruit. It's a general principle. And the Rabbanon holds, when's a fruit called a fruit? Sure. Only when the Gemara Pri. They were discussing grapes. But the same would be true with regard to other Ilonis as well. And that's Rav Simi's Kasha. How do you know that to be the case? I can prove to you that actually, it's not the case. That with regard to other trees, the Rabbanon
made exceptions.
Would say that it's considered a fruit when? Even before, and the Anovim, the Smodar, for whatever reason, was an exception. In which case, if we can prove that, then what will be the update?
We're in trouble again.
Why? Because it turns out that this Gemara pre-rule is not true anymore. We disproved it from Rabbi Yossi. You told me, no, that's not a proof because we don't pass Kana, that we pass Kana at Rabbon. Rabbon disagree with Rabbi Yossi. How do you know they disagree? Maybe only with the grapes, not with everything else. And I'll prove it to you. V'hotnan, we have learned the Mishnah. Me'emosai, ein, koitzitzin, esar ilonois, v'shviyis. Says Rashi, b'shar ilonois, chutz minu anovin, besides the grapes. How do you know Rabbanu would disagree? Now, it says, Ein kreitzitzim bashvius. You're not allowed to cut trees. The Rachmona Oma says, Rashi, the Torah says, L'ochla v'loy lehefzit. What does that mean, L'ochla v'loy lehefzit?
It's there for eating.
You're allowed to cut a tree or cut from the open tree in order to eat it, but not v'loy lehefzit. Now, at which stage would you say that you can't cut the tree?
Once it has fruit on it,
no fruit.
Once it's got fruit on it. So now we need to define again what's considered a fruit. Says the Gemara, from when are you not allowed to cut a fruit tree down in Shavuos? You can cut it down if it's to eat. But if you're cutting it down because it's ruining your view out the window, and you can't cut it if
that's fruit.
It's got fruit. Well, at which stage would it consider to have fruit?
That's really the meat. How do you translate it?
To ruin it. To damage. Ruin it. You can't damage the tree. If you want to pull it down, it's got to be that it's not considered a tree. What do you mean it's not considered a tree? It hasn't got fruit. Well, what does fruit mean? Name a sign, create it, say no, say lo, no, it's v'shvi, it's machlekes. Hey, Shammai Oimrim, Kol Hoi Lomois, Mishra Yoitzir. What does Mishra Yoitzir mean? Says Rashi, Mishra Yoitzir es hapri.
When the fruits come out.
When the fruits come out. At that stage, no, the tree problem cannot be cut down. Prior to that, no problem. Says Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel Oimrim, no, it depends. Hacharuvin, when it comes to the, what's charuvin?
Carob.
The carob tree, Misha Yishar Sharu. Shar Sharu is the lashon of Shar Sheres, which is a chain. When it starts becoming chained, what does that mean, says Rashi? Misha Yishar Sharu, Misha Yirou Bohen, when you start seeing kamin, a type of a whole plat or a whole chain of carobs. So according to Beis Shammai, it's just whenever a carob is produced. According to Beis Hillel, is Beis Hillel being lenient or being machmir? No, he's being mekel.
Yeah, he's saying, because it will take a while to get to that chain.
Yeah, Beis Shammai says as soon as the first carob is produced, that's it, you're not allowed to cut the tree. What does Beis Hillel say? No, you can cut the tree. It's only when there's a whole chain on it, only at that stage, which is obviously a later stage, only then can you not cut down the tree. Okay. V'had gefane, when it comes to the orchards, the vines, Misha.
Whatever fruit means, we'll see.
Whatever the definition of fruit is, they still all need a lot of them.
So it's definitely being meek.
Whatever you hold is a fruit, Beis Shammai say you need one, and Beis Hillel say a whole bunch.
So then they're agreeing on the definition.
Right, that's not the discussion. The discussion is how many you use. That's with regards to the carob tree. What about the gefanim, the gef and the vine? Misha yigru'u. What does that mean, says Rashi? Misha yigru'u, shoam novim, gaspim. The grapes become big, kegorua, like a gorua. What's a gorua? Says Rashi, you have to have a bit of patience. Olakam and Mefarish law. Later on, we will explain.
Women now.
One second. Vahazesim and the olives, Misha Yanitsu. Says Rashi, Misha Yigdal, Hanets, Soviv. When it grows, remember this makes the peel around it. Vashar Koloi Lonais, Misha Yetsu. And all other trees, when the fruit arrives. Okay, that is Machloikas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What's that got to do with us? We'll see. V'omar Rav Asi, we're in the middle of a discussion. V'omar Rav Asi, and Rav Asi said, who Boistar? Who? Gorua? Who? Pull Halovon? Boistar. What is Boistar? Boistar is an expression you have in many, many, many places. It talks about a fruit which is at its very early development. So if you want to know what exactly a boisar is, the answer is, you know what a boisar is? It's a garua. You want to know what a garua is? It's a pulalova, it's some type of white bean. Says Rashi, hu boisar, hu garua. Kol mokoyim shiz ki hu boisar. Whenever it says boisar in the Mishnah or the Gemara, says Rashi, you should know that who, what is that? That's a garua. Now, when do we find boisa? With regard to grapes. It's one of the early developmental
right.
So if you want to know what a boisa is, it's some sort of early stage grape. And if you're not sure what boisa means, then look in your dictionary under the word garua and you'll find that. And if you're not sure what garua is, it's a pulalovon. Now, what's a pulalovon? A white bean. Grapes don't produce white beans.
It's the size of a white bean.
Says the Gemara, pull halovon salkadatach? Question mark. Did you really think that we literally meant that it is a white bean? As Rashi says, what's going on? Hob anovim kaiminon. We're standing with regard to grapes. So what are we talking about beans for? So how can you say, if you want to know what boisar is, it is a white bean? So what must it mean? Elo ehima, rather, what must it mean? Shi'uroi kapul halovon. We're not describing its appearance, we're describing its size. So once it gets, the boisar gets the size of pul halovon, then that's considered boisar and that's a fruit.
This must be a mature white bean.
Well,
I mean, if it's using the white bean as the
sure.
to be a mature white bean, not a
okay.
early white bean, but then you don't know what it is.
Now, mit der halben Kopf says the Gemara. That's the end of the quote. So we have a Mishnah that says machlokes beishamai beishilel. When can you cut the trees? The answer is when it starts producing fruit. It used the word garua, which was a strange looking word. It turns out, yeah, that's boisar. Boisar is a garua, which is basically a stage of a white bean. Fine. Now, what's that got to do with us? Says the Gemara, man shomat lei. From whom have we heard the Omar boisar in Smodar loy? In this brighter, etc., we're trying to work out the definition of a fruit, because when the tree starts producing fruit, then you can't cut it down. And what definition did it use? Boisar. Boisar is the later stage than
Smodar.
So who's clearly talking in this brisa? It can't be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi would say, you don't need to get to the brisa, it's enough to get to smother, that's really considered a fruit. But it doesn't say that, it says it's brisa. So we've worked out who's talking over here. It's Rabbanan. Okay, what's the problem? Man shomat lei, from whom have we heard the Omar brisa in smother loi? From whom have we heard that brisa is considered a fruit, but Smodar isn't, that is Rabbonon. Mektoni, and yet what does it say? Shar koloi lonois. Mishe yoitzi oi. It says all other fruits is what?
When it comes
out. When the fruit initially comes out, even though
it's an earlier stage,
it's not yet right. Misha yoitzio means when it's just beginning to be produced, not yet ripe. So again, Beis Shammai said every tree, when the fruit is its early development stage, even though it's not ripe, you can't cut down the tree. What does Beis Hillel say? That most trees you're right. The Anovim you're not. Ah, but that's giving the game away, because you're clearly going with the Rabbon on there, because they spoke about Boisar. And they themselves say that all other trees, besides for the grapes, okay, when are they considered a fruit? Mishiyotzi, as soon as they're produced, even in a small way, even though they're not yet ripe. Oy gewalt geschrigen. We had a machleikus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi said that when is a grape considered a grape? Smodar, it's unripe. And Rabbanon disagrees. So we assume that if they disagree with regard to grapes, they probably disagree with regard to all fruits. We've just now proved that no, they only disagree with regard to grapes. But with regard to all other fruits, Misha Yotziyoi, as soon as they just emerge, they consider the fruit, even though they're not yet ripe. In which case, we are in serious, serious trouble.
Cut and paste that to Slav.
Cut and paste that to Kafrisin. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said that Maschli, what's Maschli? Of Tamarim, the equivalent of Kafrisin, they have the halachas of Oral applying it to it because they're a shreimah. Even though the fruit's not yet ripe. So what did we say? Nah, that's Rav Yaisi, it's not Rabbanon. Excuse me, sir. Who says Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yossi? What do you mean, they have a machlokes? No, only with regard to grapes. For whatever reason. But with regard to all other fruits, there's no machlokes. And the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yossi that, that even though the fruit is not yet ripe, it's considered a fruit. And if it's considered a fruit, then the shomer is a shomer.
Indeed.
And therefore, are we good or not good at this stage? We're not good, but we're back in trouble. We don't really have a definition of shomer that would work. How can Mabar of Ashi decide to eat these kafrisim? Because he said there's no halachas of Arla that apply to it, but it's a shomer! What are you going to say? It's not a shomer. Why not? Because it drops off before the fruit becomes ripe. So what? Even before it becomes ripe, we've just now proved that everybody agrees, maybe grapes notwithstanding, it's still considered a fruit. And if it's considered a fruit, then the shomer is considered a shomer. So I'm sorry to tell you, according to this second definition as well of Rava, the second definition is just simply not true. The first definition is not true. The second definition is not true. Don't tell me that a shomer is only considered a shomer when the fruit becomes ripe. Why? Because before then it's not a fruit. It's not true. It is. Mishiyotzi, as soon as it just emerges into the world, it's considered a fruit. Therefore, a shomer is considered a shomer. Zot Rashi. Man shomat leid omar. From whom have we heard? Who is the one who says that what? Gabe anovim boister who's other peri. It's only when it gets to the boister stage it's considered a pre. Avol smodar lo. You know who that is? It's Rabbanon. Who the pligi oleh the Rabbi Yossi the mesechtus or like we said before. But the Ka'omri, and yet they themselves said that what? The Sharoi Lonois, the Mishioi Tsioi, as soon as they are produced, even though they're not ripe, have a pre Horo'um. That is a fitting fruit. And all of halachas of Orla would apply to it. So, in turn, the Shomer is a Shomer. So is the Kafrisin a shomer to a ripe fruit? No. But it doesn't matter. Because even though the fruit's not ripe, it's still considered a fruit. And if the fruit is a fruit, the shomer is a shomer. So the Kafrisin should have the halachas of Orla applied to it. So basically, we're back in trouble. Remember, we're looking for a definition of Shoyma that would exclude Kafirisin, and we haven't found one yet.
The story is the facts. You've got to fit that. I've got to fit this.
Yeah.
Another Ella.
Says the Gemara Ella. Third and final attempt at a definition of Shema. Definition number one was depends on Tolush and Mechubar. That fell through. Definition number two depends on Gemar Pri and not Gemar Pri. That's also fallen through. So we still don't have a good working definition of Shema. And therefore we're just assuming that everything's a Shema. And if we don't understand, why are the Kafrisen not a Shema? Okay, it's a Shema. And if it's a Shema, how can you eat it? There are none. Ela Omar Rava. Says Rava, let me have one more attempt. Hey, Chamri non to have a Shema Lepri. When do I consider that it can. When are they considered a Shema for the Pri? That is the following condition. Heicha, that is only where the kishoklas lay l'shoimer, only when you remove the shoimer, ma'is peiru. What does ma'is mean?
Fruit
dies. Ma'is, it dies. Which makes sense. Ba'hocha kishoklas lay l'shoimer. But over here, when you remove the shomer, loy, mayis, peira. A shomer, by its very definition, means it's a protection. If you're protecting something, it means that whatever you're protecting needs you. But if, quite frankly, you can be dispensed with and over your bat and eyelids because the fruit won't die, then you're not much of a protection. Apparently, you weren't that necessary after all. That's what's unique about Kafris. And this is our final definition of a shomer. A shomer has to be that if you remove it, the fruit dies. But in the case of Kafris, it's a very nice protective shell. But when you remove it, what happens to the fruit? Nothing. Can survive very happily without it. If it can survive happily without, then what? If it's not a shomer, there's no subject to Arla, which finally explains to us how Mabar Vashi could eat the Kafrisin. So we've cracked it, we've worked it out.
We've cracked the shell.
He went with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, remember, with regard to Maestras, that a fruit is a fruit and the peel is a peel. What was the Gemara's question? Yeah, that's all very nice with regard to Maestra, but surely with regard to our law, we have issues called Shomer? Final answer is, you're right, but this is not a Shomer. Why not? Because when you take it off, nothing happens to the fruit. So again, I repeat what I said before. This sugya is complicated, but it's not hard. The logic was all pretty straightforward. The complication of which is, because we had, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 different stages in the Gemara, which are every which one you have to stop. Are we good? Are we not good? But in the final analysis, we are good. Everything works out just fine. You're allowed to eat kafrisin of orla because they're not considered a shomer, and that's the whole sugya. Why are they not considered a shomer? Because when you remove them, the fruit does not die, and that, under those circumstances, is not considered a shomer. Okay, that's really the end of this part of the sugya. The Gemara brings a story to back this up. And that really is the end of this sugya. Hava Uvda, there was a story where the Shakluhu lenates the Rimoina. They remove the nates. Remember earlier on we said that a nates is considered as subjects of Arla, subjects halachas of Arla. Now, a nate, which is a cover for a Rimoin, why do the halachas of Arla apply to it? Because it's a shomer. According to our definition of shomer, it's going to have to be that when you remove the nates, what happens to the rimoin? It dies. So Zimra, that's exactly what happens. They tried it. They experimented. Hava uvda v'shakluhu l'nates the rimoin. There was a story in which they removed the nates of the rimoin, the yovesh rimoin, and indeed the rimoin dried up and it died. That confirms that's why it's considered a shema. But the shaklu leparacha de bitisa. What's bitisa? Rashi says one word. Evyainois. They removed the cover of the evyainois, and what happened?
No, it didn't.
The ikayim bitisa. Bitisa was still kai v'kayim. Nothing happened to the Betis. The Betis is another word for Avionis. So that confirms our theory before that what?
Shomer Prey.
It's got to be indispensable to the whole Chiyus of the Prey. But if the Chiyus of the Prey is not dependent on the Shomer, then it's not considered a Shomer. And that was confirmed. They removed the nates from the Rimoin. That was it. Baruch Dynamis, no more Rimoin. They removed the cover of the Avionis. Nothing happened. The Kaim is still alive and well. Now, let's have a look at the second Tosfos. Remember, this is our new project. We're trying to learn the Tosfos. Ein koitzitzin ilonais b'shvius. The Gemara says, you must not cut off the... must not cut down the trees in Shias at which stage? When there's fruit. Why not? What precludes you from cutting down the tree? Which halacha? Shias. So I don't understand him. Toima. Beloi Shias Nami. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree at all. Typically. Yes, I'm still going to answer your question. Typically. The Osir Mishum Loi Sashchis Eseito.
You don't
have to cut down a fruit tree. Well said. See you in a moment. So what's this new halacha? You mustn't cut down a fruit tree. Why? Because it's Shemitah. Even if it's not Shemitah, you can't cut down a fruit tree. Because it's about Tashis. V'yesh loima says to you, says no, deloi to'in, it's not carrying kabo. What's kabo? Kav. It's an amount of fruit. Deloi shayich bei loi tashis. Therefore, it's not subject to halachas of Leis Tashris. How do I know? Could the Yisrael Perek Lo Yachpoir? If you look in Perek Lo Yachpoir, in Baba Basra, it says you're only not allowed to cut down a fruit tree if there's a certain amount of fruits on the tree, i.e., a kabo. A kabo. Therefore, we're talking about in Shemitah even if there's no kabo. Therefore, Bal Tashchis doesn't apply. The only reason you can't cut it down is because it's Shemitah. So that's teretz number one. Inami alternatively, Iri Dema'ula Bedomim. It actually goes up in value. Lasois Mimenu Koirois. You can make what's Koirois? You can make beams. V'oz Loishayich Loitashchis. The whole issue of ruining a fruit tree is because you're ruining it. But if by cutting it down you're upgrading it, because this tree can actually go up in value if you cut it down and you can make it into whatever furniture, into koyreis, there's no problem with baltashkos. So therefore, the trees that we're talking about, you can make koyreis.
Beams.
Beams.
I said beams.
B-E-A-M-S.
Pull on.
Yeah, you still got your pull love on the ears. So therefore, there's no problem about Tashkis. So what is the issue again? Only That's why we have to say you're right. There's no issue of Bal Tashchis, but the issue of Shvi'is says because it says La'ochla V'Leila Schoira V'Leila Hefsis. The only time you can cut down a tree is to eat it, but not to make business and not to ruin it in any way. Therefore, says Tosfos, I can suggest one of two circumstances in which there's no issues of Bal Tashchis, and that's why the only reason why you can't cut it down is solely because of Shvi'is. Simple as that. Shi'uroi kapul halavon says Tosfos upochos mikan loy avapri. If you have a grape which is smaller than the size of a white bean, that's not considered a fruit, and therefore mikan. Mikan yesh lilmoid. Therefore, from here we can learn that al boisar pochos mipul. If you have a boisar grape which is smaller than a pul, loy mevarachinon boire pri ha'etz ela boire pri ha'adamah. Says Tosfos in conclusion, Loshen Hey Gimel. What's Hey Gimel? No, Halachos Gedolos. The Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Tosfos is quoting a Bahag and he says, "Vehilchasa Kama Baravashi." We indeed fasten like Ma Baravashi. Mizelegaba Orla Lav Peirihu. It's not considered Peiri. Says the Bahag, "Vahaya Oima Horam." But the Ram said, "Telegava orlola perihu." It's true. It's not considered a pre with regard to orlo. Hainu, because mishum de kolam mekel baretz aloicha alocha kamoistei b'chutz laaretz. That's only because we're mekel, because we're dealing with chutz laaretz ava be'eretz vaday have a pre.
Which stage?
The Kafrisin. With regard to the Kafrisin, which Ma'abar of Ashi was eating, because he said it's not considered a fruit, that's true in Chutz La'aretz, but elsewhere we would have to be Machmer. Yeah. But with regard to Brochois, we never make a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, only with regard to Orla. And therefore, Alach Alamai Sonis Kafrisin, it sounds like Yerach and Brocha, Borei Pri Ha'etz. Okay, that's the end of the Sugya. Mr. Shem, next time we will continue. I'll tell you a very scary thing. Very, very, very scary thing. Switch off the recording if you want.